it with your left thumb. Pat your partner's left palm. Clap, pat, clap your hand. Pat your partner's right palm with your right palm again. Clap, slap, slap, slap your hand. Slap your thigh and sing a little song. Go. My mother told me if I was good that she would buy me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed the soldier. Now she won't buy me a rubber dolly. 3, 6, 9, the goose drank wine. The monkey chewed it back on the streetcar line. Sing this little song. My mother told me if I was good that she would buy me a rubber dolly. My auntie told her I kissed a soldier. Now she won't buy me a rubber dolly.
A point of no return on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the millions of kids are using their energy wisely by installing energy saving light bulbs. It only takes a 7 seconds. So what's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and WMFO here in Medford. I didn't really do a read through on it. So just now, I just figured, you know what, you probably hear sick of hearing the same 3 or 4 PSAs. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Shirley Ellis, and the clapping song came out in 1965 on Congress. Before that, Brenda Lee from the album Bye Bye Blues came out in 1966 on Decca and channeling the Statler Brothers. And Flowers on the Wall. Before that, People Will Talk, originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1965. I got it off the compilation Reflections, 22 Brit Girl Classics of the 60s. Came out in 2001. On RPM, will no longer be compiling. That is bad. That is sad. It's bad, too. But yes. Damn. Anyway, before that, Helen Shapiro going out to Tony in East Cambridge, recovering from foot surgery. And I Apologize came out in 1962 on Capitol. That's actually a Canadian release. I think Helen in Nashville got released here in the States. But I don't think it really went anywhere. He was huge in Europe. Jenny and the Rascals kicked it off with That's a Man's Way. Originally came out on the R-Tone label in the Netherlands in 1967. I got off a compilation From the Kitchen to the Garage. Came out in 1990. 1999 on distortions. Oh, I spelled distortions wrong. Now, the one academic subject I was actually half decent at when I was younger was English. And, you know, sometimes it really bugs me to misspell stuff. Anyway, there we go. Hey, you know, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to www.wmfo.org. Go over to the schedule. Go over to Thursday night, scroll down, hit the Desperate Hours, and by the good graces of DMCA, there's 2 weeks' worth of archives. Also, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, all you got to do is like the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page. And I post them over there. I post links to them over there, and they stay up for the same 2 weeks. Also, I put a little, you know, put a little funny link to it and all that stuff, you know. So, drive people to the page. Take a look at it. Get eyes on it. You don't want to like it. Throw me a bone. Don't be bashful. Somebody once telling me they didn't want to associate with me because on the grounds that it may incriminate me. It was a relative, too. Anyway. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. So much. These are the Desperate Hours.
Slowly towards the sun. ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. She's got soul in
that's something you'd better heed. You'd better keep your sticky fingers off my candy. I call my baby honey, 'cause she sticks so close to me. But I say,
in New York City, where there are more belly dancers than there are in all of Egypt, more people do the jelly belly than any other kind. We must be doing something right.
Clap your hands together and gently bow. Put them over your head and I'll show you how.
Jelly belly, jelly belly.
Play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
7:22 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what, playing this first set of the second hour. You just heard the Lottie Dies by request from Winthrop for Richard out there. And how's the air up there? Originally released on Philips in New Zealand in 1966. I got off the compilation Nuggets Volume 2, the box. For that, Nibonet did Jelly Belly, track originally released on Karate in 1966. I got off the compilation Girls in the Garage Part 2. For that, Chuck Jackson from 1967 and Candy on the Wand label. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, Sugarloaf and Green Eyed Lady, came out in 1970 on Liberty, and we kicked it off this set. The first set of the second hour with the Rockin' Chairs and Rockin' Chair Boogie came out in 1958 on the Record label. Anyway, we got one more talk break before we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Melissa Jean, you're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours. On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
On things you don't understand?
Well, I understand this, all right. Queens Free Clinic, a place for the high school dropout, the teenage runaway, that will provide free food, free medical attention, free treatment for VD. VD, you know what that means, Edie?
VD. Now, wait, don't tell me. I know it's someone's initials.
How much I love you, I never knew how much I care. But when you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Fever!
Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Robin Hood and Mary Ann had a very wild affair. When he took her to the Blue Boy Inn, she said, baby, baby, I'm no square. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Fever!
Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Thank you.
listen to me, baby. Hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause I don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight.
Fever!
Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Everybody!
Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Everybody!
Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Hey there, children. This is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show. You are listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. I'm going to put this thing out of its misery. For the last time hearing the orchestra, Warner Brothers Orchestra, directed by Buddy Morrow in Highway Patrol theme. Off the album Impact, came out in 1959 on RCA Victor. You just heard the Lubog from Greece. And I've just had a bad time. Originally released on the Panvox label there in 1966, I got the compilation 6 Miles from the Cage Volume 1, came out in 2000 on Modal Records. Sam Butera and the Witnesses, a track that came from the film Hey Boy, Hey Girl, but I got it off the Slow Grind Fever Volume 9 and 10 CD. I'm loving it. Came out earlier this year, last month, on Stag O'Lee. Originally released on Capitol in 1959, so he's channeling Peggy Lee and Fever and a bunch of other people, too. The Kentuckys from before that, from 1966, on the Bellophon label in Germany. And The Old Hangman Is Dead. I got that off of Pebbles Volume 18. Came out in 1985 on AIP. Dottie and Ray before that with I Love You, Baby. 1965 on the Lesage label. We kicked it off with the Sapphires and Where Is Johnny Now? Came out in 1963 on Swan. Thanks to those. Thanks for hanging in there so far. We got about another 19 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours in WMFO Medford.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Just breaking my heart. You've done it from the start.
Let it be known
if you don't care.
I really love you, baby, from the very, very start. I told you so from the bottom of my heart. You never say a thing to me.
We'll be right back.
gonna say? Tell me more and more each day. The words, the words. Tell me that you love me, baby mine, and you will have the world. Tell me I can have your loving so fine, and you will be my girl, my girl.
We'll be right back.
57 and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I just played to close out the show. Just heard The Accents and Hold It Mary, originally released on Square in 1961. I got off of Las Vegas Grind Part 2. The Shadows before that, and Tell Me, originally released on Gold Standard in 1966. I got off of Winning Sides Volume 3. Before that, Arthur Noel did It'll Make You Holler. Originally released on Brownfield in 1966. I got off the compilation Twist and Rumble Volume 4. TL4, which is Tommy Rettig, the original Timmy from the TV show Lassie, and Let It Be Known, originally released in the Velvet Record Corporation in 1966. I got off a Trip in Time Volume 1, came out in 2006 on Manic Mustang. Weeds before that did It's Your Time, originally released on Teen Beat Club in 1966. I got off a compilation Gravel Volume 4, 2007, on Kumquat May, an Australian compiler, or New Zealand, I think. Then we kicked it off with Dora Hall, one of these so-called Golden Throats, but I don't find her all that untalented. Dora Hall did Here Comes the Heartache, 1965, on the Kalamo label. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.